Okay, today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed. Hey, we are holding on daf Lamed Daled Amid Beis. Let's just go back again to Amar Ula because it's one basic conversation. So Amar Ula is about halfway down the page. First words on the line are Dir Rabbi Yochanan. So it says Gemara Amar Ula Ha'ochel Shlishi Shel Chulin Shenasu Al Taris Truma Nifsal Gufa Milechel Betruma. If a person eats Chulin that has been treated like Truma and therefore can have the status of a Shlishi. Normally Chulin can't be a Shlishi, but if you're treating it like Truma, Truma can be a Shlishi, so this Chulin is a Shlishi. So if you eat that, you're not allowed to eat Truma after eating that. Rashi points out, Kivin de Shlishi u pasul mikri, there's such a din that even though you're allowed to touch Truma, there's no problem. Even a Shlishi is allowed to touch Truma because Truma cannot become a Ravi. But there's such a separate din that if you eat a Shlishi, then you're not allowed to eat Truma. So that's the halacha. So frankly, Gemara, my kamash mulin, what's the chiddush? We already know this. Tanina, Shlishi sheni lekodesh ve'ein sheni letruma bichulin shnasal taras Truma. We learned yesterday in the Braisa that if a person eats a Shlishi, that was chulin shenas al taras truma, he eats a shlishi of chulin that was treated as truma, it is considered as the person himself becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh, but not a sheni in regards to truma. So what does that tell you? Sheni hu d'lo havi. He doesn't become a sheni in regards to truma, but hashlishi havi. He does become a shlishi in regards to truma, and therefore he's not allowed to eat truma. So we already see that beferish in that brisa. Again, we have to keep in mind that that brisa was a machlokes, whether that halacha is true. That was a machlokes Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. We're quoting the sheet of Rabbi Yoshua, that someone who eats a shlishi is a sheni l'kodesh, ve'in sheni l'truma. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a person who eats a shlishi is a shlishi. Period, across the board. According to Rabbi Lazar, it would obviously be correct. It would obviously be Tanina that we already know it, but typically we would pass on like Rabbi Shua against Rabbi Eliezer. So we're saying that L'chora, we already know this because even Rabbi Yoshua agrees that this is the halacha, that once a person eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras truma, that he's then not allowed to eat truma. So says Gemara, no, you cannot make such a diuk that just because it says he's not a sheni l'truma, that he's necessarily a shlishi l'truma. Imei ahi, havamina lo sheni havi v'lo shlishi havi. Had it been from that brisa, I would say maybe when it says he's not a sheni, it means he's nothing. He's neither a sheni nor a shlishi. Vaidi damar sheni b'kodesh, amar nami ain't sheni b'truma. The main chiddush was that he is a sheni in regards to kodesh. So therefore, once it's emphasizing his status as a sheni in regards to kodesh, so it emphasizes that he's not a sheni in regards to truma. But in reality, he's nothing in regards to truma. He might not even be a shlishi. Kamash malan. That's why I need Ula to come along and tell me that he's at least considered a shlishi in regards to truma. Fine. Esfer Rav Amnuna l'Ula. So Rav Amnuna asks Anu the following. Harishon shebechulin tamei umetamei. If you have chulin that is a rishon l'tuma, it is tamei and it could be metamei other things. Vasheni posel ve'eno metamei. Chulin that is a sheni, that's the most chulin could ever become is a sheni. So it posels truma, but it can't be metamei. The difference between the word posel and metamei is metamei means that it makes something else tamei to the extent that item can then be metamei something else. Whereas posel just means it makes the next item tamei, but doesn't give it the koach hametamei, the koach to be metame something else. So a sheni of chulin can pasel truma, but it can't be metame truma in the sense that that truma will then not be able to be metame anything else because the truma is already at the end of the line. It's have a shlishi. So the sheni is posel vein metame va shlishi. Now if your chulin is a shlishi, which again is an impossibility, chulin doesn't become a shlishi unless we're talking about chulin that's nasu al taras hakodesh or chulin that's nasu al taras truma. So if the chulin is a shlishi, nechel benezir adema, you're allowed to eat it together in a pot that has in a chalent that has some truma in it as well. So the shlishi chulin can be one of the ingredients in a chalent that has truma itself in it. So v'yamrit nifsal gufa milachol betruma. Wait a second, if you're going to tell me that chulin shnas al taras truma, which is obviously what we're dealing with over here, because a regular chulin can't be a shlishi, so we must be dealing with chulin shnas al taras truma. You're going to tell me that when you eat that, you are then not allowed to eat truma. Well, then how are you allowed to eat a chalent that has that and truma in it? You are, by definition, eating truma along with it. So answers the Gemara, Amalei, We're talking about a kind of cholent that has a very small amount of truma ingredients, to the extent that you are not eating a kazayis of truma b'kdei achilas pras in the amount of time that it would normally take to eat a pras, and therefore it's not considered achilas truma. So what was the concern? That if you eat this shlishi of chulin, you're then not allowed to eat truma. Don't worry, you're eating the shlishi of chulin in this cholent, and the truma that you're eating in this cholent is so negligible, such a small percentage, that you're not going to end up eating a kazayis of a b'kdei achilas pras. So you're not doing any sort of achila on truma. That is Rashi's first understanding of the back and forth of the Gemara of the Shakla Vitari over here. Rashi, however, says, I have a problem with this. If you look at Rashi about 15 lines in on the page, Laman Hayman Aleph, after he gives that whole explanation that I just gave, he says, Kach Shamati, that's the pshat I've heard in this Gemara, Vikashali, but I find this pshat very difficult. Because essentially what we're saying is, when he eats this cholent, he's no longer allowed to eat truma. It's just that it's not called that he's eating truma as he's eating this cholent. Are you allowed to eat something, if you're a Kohen, are you allowed to eat something that disqualifies you from eating truma? So Rashi says, no, v'amusru milif salas gufo, damrin perchas tiyuma, al titamu behem v'nit mesem ba, mikan l'tumus kviya dal raisa, that there's a shita in the Gemara in Yumad af Pei, that you're not even allowed to eat something that will cause you to be puzzled to eat truma. Forget about actually then eating the truma, that's obviously awesome, but even midal raisa, you're not allowed to eat something that will puzzle you from truma. And he says, and even if you want to say that it's not about that it's not an issur d'oraisa, that pasuk when it's mason bum is about machlos asuros, it's a whole different story. But still, midrabanan, everyone agrees you're not allowed to eat something that's going to pass you from eating truma. And he says, va'ol lishna shas deparuch safin lamidi depasulei legufe. What was the Gemara's kasha? We're going to give him something depasulei legufe by eating this challenge. He's pasuling his own body. Sounds like our concern is not the fact that he's eating the truma in this cholent. It's that he's eating that which will passel him. Sounds like that's the problem. So how does the answer the question then? So he says, no, we must be dealing with binirali debuchulin greda kayeresha de masnisin harishon shabuchulin vashlishi nechal afiluhun izradema v'naga b'sheni l'tumah v'avle shlishi. Meaning, what we're talking about is not chulin shenasal taras hatruma. It's talking about regular chulin. We're calling it a shlishi. It's a misnomer a little bit. We're calling it a shlishi in that had it not been chulin, it would have been a shlishi. It's chulin food that touched a sheni. That's all it is. It's not chulin shenasal taras hatruma. So the Gemara's question is that isn't that going to be pasul his guf when he eats it? So the Gemara says hanach l'nezir adema delek exayis b'chayach lils pras hilkach lav chulin shnasu al taras hatrumahu. Meaning you might have thought that the fact that such chulin is put in a chulin together with truma must mean that it's chulin shnasu al taras hatruma, because how else could you be allowed to mix it with truma? Obviously the person that's eating this chulin is eating truma, so must be that the person who's eating this chalent has this chulin treated like truma. So the Gemara's answer is no, he's not treating this chulin like truma because he doesn't have to. He's not really mixing it with enough truma to qualify to demand that he treats the chulin shebo as truma. That's the second pshat and preferred pshat of Rashi. Those are the two pshatim. Okay, says the Gemara, by the way, in terms of kazayis b'chdei achilas pras, Rashi mentions over here, almost as a derech agav, Rashi says that how much is a kazayis achilas pras? In general, Rashi gives us the rule. Whenever you have an achilas kazayis, let's say the mitzvah of achilas matzah on the seder, you have to eat a kazayis. How long do you have to eat that kazayis? So Rashi says the shear of this process is the shear that it takes to eat dalad beitzim, four eggs. So let's assume that there are two kazaisim in a kebetza. So it means you have to eat a kazais in the amount of time that it should normally take a person to eat eight kazaisim. So Rav Shachter likes to point out, a lot of people, when they eat their kazais on Pesach, they're so worried about stuffing their face with matzah as quickly as they possibly can. L'chara, that's against the halacha. The halacha is that you have the amount of time, however big your shir kazayis is, by that same proportion your shir kadei achilas pras grows equally. So if your kazayis is 3/4 of a hand matzah, some humongous shear, so that would mean that it takes a normal person 5 minutes to eat 3/4 of a hand matzah. You then have 8 times out of 40 minutes to eat your kezayis, which is obviously more time than necessary. There is a sheet in Poskim. No, kedei achilas pras means kedei achilas pras lechem. The amount of time that it takes to eat a pras of bread. Matzah takes a lot longer than it takes to eat 4 kebetz of bread. But still, lechora, it should be plenty of time. It's not like some of these shiurim that you hear of, you have 2 minutes to finish. Lechora, to eat 4 kebetz of lechem is still plenty of time. Okay, anyway, so Rashi says it's 4 kebetzim. The shitas of Rambam is that it's 3 kebetzim. So in Shulchan Aruch quotes both shitas. In Shulchan Aruch in Simin Shin Samaches in Arachayim and Simin Tafresh Yud Beis quotes both shitas. And the Magen Avram says b'shas adchak you could be somech on the Rambam that it's 3 kebetzim. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav writes in Tafresh Yud Beis of Dalit that on a Doraisa were machmir, but on a Drabban will be more makel. So we'll go with the Shitas Rashi and the Rambam, depending on a case by case basis, depending whether we're dealing with a Drabban or a Daraisa, and that's what the Mishnah Berurah says as well. There is a fascinating discussion when Chaschinuch says, Kedei Achilas Pras, how do you measure Kedei Achilas Pras? The total amount of time that you're eating, or the amount of time that you break in between the eating? Now, Pashtus is, it's the total amount of time that you're eating, including the breaks. But the Chaschinuch in Mitzvah Shin Yud Gimel has such a Havamina that maybe the Kedei Achilas Pras, that amount of time, is only measured in the breaks in between. It's a din in Hefsek, it's not a din in what's mitstarif still to the Achila. Okay, so says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Yonasan, Amar Rebbe. Top line in Lamed Hayim and Aleph. Ha'ochel shlishi shel truma atzma, asu le'echel mutaliga. If a person eats a shlishi shel truma, forget about what Ula said. Ula said if you eat chulin shenasu al taras ha'truma, that was a shlishi. Rabbi Yonasan is saying, let's say you eat the real deal. You eat truma itself that is a shlishi. You're allowed to touch other truma. You're allowed to touch things because you only ate something that's a shlishi. That's the end of the line for truma. But there's still such a din that you're not allowed to eat truma. So the itzruch dula v'itzruch Rabbi Yonasan. Why do I need to be taught both halachas? Obviously, chulin shenasu al taras truma is treated just like truma. So whatever the halacha is for one, the halacha is for the other. It says Gemara, no. De'imi de'ula, had I only had ula's din of chulin shenasu al taras truma, havamina hanimi l'bechulin shenasu al taras truma v'l truma b'negiyan amiyaser. I would say the reason we allow touching truma after you ate chulin shenasu al taras truma because it's not real truma anyway that you ate. But had you eaten real truma temeya, you're not even allowed to touch truma. So it's Rabbi Yonasan. That's why I need Rabbi Yonasan to tell me, no, even if you ate real truma temeya, shlishi l'tuma, kind of truma, you're still allowed to touch other truma. V'imi Rabbi Yonasan, had I only had Rabbi Yonasan's din about real bona fide truma that's a shlishi l'tuma, havamina hanimili truma v'chulin b'achilin amishari. I would think we're so makel by chulin shenasu al taras truma that you should even be allowed to eat truma afterwards. So tzrichi, that's why I need both of these dinim. Period. Yasser of Yisrael bar Shmuel bar Marta kamedra of Nachman v'yasser v'ka'amar. So he was sitting and saying the following din. Ha'ochel shlishi shel chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh tor lechel b'kodesh. If a person eats a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, now we're dealing with chulin that's been treated like kodesh. Kodesh, remember, the end of the line is revi'i, right? You can go up until revi'i. So a person eats a shlishi, he's still allowed to eat kodesh. Now that's a major chiddush, because one would have thought, what do you mean? If he just ate a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, there should be a concern that he's going to put in his mouth at the same time kodesh, and that kodesh is going to become a revi'i. He's going to passel the kodesh. So that's a major chiddush. What's the svara? Says the Gemara, she'en lecha davar shosu revi'i b'kodesh, el kodesh mekudesh bulvad. The only thing that can make a revi, there is such a din of revi b'kodesh, but that din only applies to kodesh mekudesh, to the highest level of actual kodesh. Something that's only chulin that we're pretending is kodesh is not actual kodesh. It is not kodesh mekudesh. So how could we say revi only applies to kodesh mekudesh? Not so much so that when we say kodesh mekudesh, it means something that actually that actually had some sort of avoda done with it. If you were just mekadesh bepeh, it's not even called kodesh mekudash. So why not? Why would revi not apply to anything short of kodesh mekudash? So Rashi tells us a chiddush that the idea of revi ba kodesh is only a din midrabanan. That's not a din midaraisa. So this is all based on the way the Rabbanan were masaking it. So v'chitakin Rabbanan b'shlishi dekodesh mekudashu detikun. They were only masaking that it could become a revi'i when we're dealing with the shlishi of kodesh mekudash. The avog of the ma'asim l'bekal v'chomrim chusik kippurim. I Rashi says the Gemara darshins the idea of revi'i b'kodesh based on the kal v'chomer. Kal v'chomer typically is one of the yidgum midrash atar and drashus ben. Therefore, it's something. It's a way to learn a din daraisa. Right. That's what the Gemara is. Expression the milsa dasi b'kal v'chomer talk because of lakra. On the other hand, the Gemara says lomeli kras svaruhu. Kal v'chomer is a form of svara. It's the strongest form of svara l'chora. So we really learn dinam daraisa out of a kal v'chomer. He says, yeah, lav kal v'chomer daraisahu. This isn't really one of the real kal v'chomers. This is not a kal v'chomer that works on a daraisa level. It's more of an asmachta kind of kal v'chomer, not a bona fide kal v'chomer. So since the whole din is only a din d'rabbanan, that's why there's only a din of revi'i by kodesh mekudash. So frankly, Gemara Masav Rabbi Bar Chama, we said the sheet of Rabbi Yeshua again on the bottom of Lamed Aleph and Beis was that if a person eats shlishi, if a person eats chulin shenasu al taras hatruma, that is a shlishi, he becomes a sheni l'kodesh vein sheni l'truma. He becomes a sheni in regards to kodesh, which means that if a person ate chulin shenasu al taras hatruma, that was a shlishi, he can be mitame kodesh, which to the point that it could then be mitame other kodesh. He becomes like a sheni l'truma. And we said chulin shenasu al taras hatruma, assuming he ate a shlishi of chulin shenasu al taras hatruma. But amai, how could he become a sheni l'kodesh? Halav kodesh mekudeshu, it's chulin that he ate, it's chulin shenasu al taras truma that he ate. So says Gemara, and it was a shlishi. So l'chora we're letting things get down to a revi over here, even though it wasn't kodesh mekudash. Amalei hanach l'truma shetarasa tumi, he ate a la kodesh. He says very big difference when you're dealing with chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh. That's where we're going to say it's not going to make a revi unless it's kodesh mekudash. But when we're dealing with chulin shenasu al taras hatruma, from a kodesh perspective, when you put on your kodesh glasses, chulin shenasu al taras truma is considered to be absolutely tamei. Meaning, even though it's we think it's a shlishi, since we've been protecting it like truma, so it's a shlishi, the kind of protection you give to truma is not nearly the protection needed for kodesh. And therefore, from a kodesh perspective, we don't trust that protection, and we assume that which is a shlishi for truma is really a sheni from a kodesh perspective, that it's not quite as tahar as we're making it out to be. It's on a much higher level of tuma than we believe it is. So since that was talking about chulin shenasu al taras hatruma and not chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, that's why it's still metame beyond shlishi, because from a kodesh perspective, we don't believe it's really a shlishi. We think it's a higher level tuma. But if it were really a shlishi from a kodesh perspective, it would not go and be metame anything else, unless it were kodesh mekudash. Fine, uminat temro, where do we know this idea? That which is protected from a truma perspective is considered unprotected from a kodesh perspective. That we're so much more machmir about the shmira needed in regards to kodesh than we are in regards to truma. Titzanan, we have a mishnah. Big day amaretz medras l'prushin. Big day prushin medras l'achle truma. An amaretz is clothing. Someone who's not an amaretz has to assume it's tamei tumas medras. That when a zav or a nida, a zava, sits on it, there's a tuma called tumas medras. So you have to assume that it's tamei tumas medras. And big day prushin medras l'achle truma. Begadim of regular people have to be assumed by those who eat truma to be also tamei tumas medras. And big day achle truma, Medras l'kodesh. So you see that there's a higher level for kodesh, that the shmira you have for truma does not nearly suffice for those who eat kodesh. Now it's interesting, this idea of big day ama'aretz. We say that an ama'aretz is considered a zav. The begadim of the ama'aretz are considered to be medras hazav in regards to for anyone else to deal with it. Now, what about the ama'aretz himself? Is the ama'aretz also considered a zav, let's say, in terms of in terms of the gufa ama'aretz, that he's metame b'masa? If ama'aretz carried something, do you have to assume that it's tame b'masa? So Tosus on Amud Beis says, makes a diuk. He says, no, we dafka say big day ama'aretz. We don't say the gufa of the ama'aretz himself to the extent that he's going to metame b'masa, because that would be a gzeira she'ein rov atzibur yichol namu bo. That would be too much. Why is it Gzeira Shein Rav Atzibri Kol Nambam Stama? Most of the schleppers, most of the people that would schlep things for you, that would do masa, that would carry things for you, were Amei Aretz. So if that's the case, it would be very, very challenging to assume that everything that's ever carried by an Amei Aretz is also Tamei. But the Shita Sarambam in Avos HaTama Perek Gimel Alacha Aleph is that the Amma Aretz himself is like a Zav, even Lataros, even in regards to Shlepping. Aye, what about the fact that the Mishnah over here emphasizes only Big Day Amma Aretz? So the Tferes Yisrael Maseches Para, quoted here in Shar Mitzvot Balacha, is Miyashiv the Rambam as follows. That we don't say Big Day so that you can make a diuk. Big Day Amaretz are Matame, but not the Amaretz, not the Gufo Shal Amaretz. No, we're saying Big Day because it's a bigger Chiddush. I might have thought that the Gufa Amaretz were Choshesh Zav because maybe he became Tame and he didn't realize. Maybe he had the flow of Ziva and he didn't realize. But his Mitpachas, his cloth that he sits on, his cushioning, where there's a Svek Sveka. Number one, maybe he's not really a Zav. And even if he really is a Zav, maybe he didn't sit on this cloth. Maybe no one sat on it after he became a Zav. So I might have thought that would be considered Tahar. So that's why we say the extra Chiddush, that even Big Day Amma Aretz are considered Medrash for Purushin. But certainly the Amma Aretz himself. That's how the Tver Yisrael is Miyashev, the Shitas, HaRambam. So anyway, but we see from there that we treat Kodesh on a higher level than we treat Truma, in the sense that Big Day Ochle Truma are considered Medrash for Ochle Kodesh. So says the Gemara, nah, Amar Rava, Medrasos Karmit, do you think that's a Raya from Medrash? Shiny Medrasos, Shemateshi Velei Nishto Nida. By Medrash, you have an additional concern. Maybe the guy's wife sat on it when she was a Nida. Avul Beperi Lo Amrinon, but Stam, regular Peros, where there's not so much Tuma that's Mitsuya by Peros, the Shmiris Truma may be enough to guard it even in regards to Kodesh. So you still don't have a Raya. That Shmira that we would do on produce for the sake of Truma is insufficient for Kodesh. Rabbi Yitzchak b'peri nami amar, and Rabbi Yitzchak b'tayna, no, we say such a din by peros also. So you have machlok samaram, Rava and Rabbi Yitzchak, is this something that we would be makbid about, that the shmir of Truma is insufficient from a hektish perspective? So frek the Gemara, must Rabbi Yirmiyahu b'difti, umiyarmin b'peri, would we actually say this by actual produce that is guarded as Truma would be guarded, that the guarding is not sufficient from a hektish perspective? Vatanan, we have a mission that says as follows. Let's say you have a barrel of Truma wine. So im amar hifrashti lutoch revius kodesh neman velo kametame le Truma le kodesh. If the Amma Aret says, in this barrel of Truma wine, I made one revius of it already hektish, so he's believed, and therefore the truma is not metame the kodesh inside of it. But wait a second. If you're going to say whatever guarding you did of the truma is not sufficient for the hegdish, most of this wine in the barrel is truma wine. So shouldn't that automatically be metame the kodesh? And therefore it's going to be a big problem. So we say, no, we're not choshish. Now, what's the chashash over here? What's the issue over here? The assumption is that amaratzim don't know how to be careful about the tuma of truma. But the assumption is also that they are careful, or that we trust how careful they are in regards to Kodesh. The reason we trust how careful they are in regards to Kodesh is because we don't want to alienate them from Avodas HaMikdash, that everything they bring, we're going to say, sorry, your stuff isn't good enough for us, you can't serve Hashem. When it comes to a Kohen being careful about eating Truma, so fine, we don't have to trust them. But by Mikdash, we're a little more liberal in terms of accepting from Amei Aretz. So the bottom line is, what we're saying over here is, you can save a whole barrel of Truma by the Amei Aretz just saying, don't worry, part of it is Kodesh. So by him telling you part of it is Kodesh, and now we trust him about the Tuma entire status of the whole barrel. But wait a second, if the shmira you had from Truma doesn't suffice for Kodesh, and most of this barrel is Truma, so shouldn't we assume that it's problematic? So I'm like, Tuma b'chibur kamrit, Tuma b'chibur shiny, demigod b'hemen ha-kodesh, memen ami ha-truma. No, over here it's all mixed together. The Truma and the Kodesh are connected to each other. So we have such a concept that once we're going to believe him about the Hegdish, the Tuma status of the Hegdish, me'mele we're going to believe him about the Tuma status of the Truma. So that's why one is not metame the other. So it's not a raya at all. So a couple of quick points over here. Number one, the Tosos asked the Kash over here, in this tiny Tosos, Imamar Frashi Utok Revi's Kodesh Neman, says, okay, so you believe. Vim Tomar, Heich Yochal Koin Truma, Kivin the Kodesh Murvba. But still, what do you mean he's believed? So now the Kohen could do what with it? How's he supposed to, how's the Kohen allowed to drink this wine? There's truma, there's Kodesh mixed in this wine. Kohen's not allowed to just have Kodesh, so how's he allowed to have it? So says Tosos, Al Yidei Breira, Shiyom Ravi Shani Yasa Lahafrishi Kodesh, that the way he works it out is, he says, which Ravius is Kodesh? The last Ravius that's going to be left after you finish eating all the, after you finish drinking all the rest of the wine. So this Breira, that I don't know which Ravius right now when the barrel is full is actually going to be Kodesh. It will be Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya, whatever the last Ravius that's left over is, that will, Huvra Adavar L'Mafreya, that was really Kodesh the whole time. So according to Tosos, this entire Sugya only works if you assume Yesh Breira, which is problematic, because the Gemara Maseches Beitza, I think Daf Lamed Ches, the Gemara Maseches Beitza assumes that we paskin on a Doraisa, that we don't rely on Breira. So for Dinam Doraisa, we should not rely on Breira. Now it's interesting, the Rambam paskins in the Rambam paskins that a Kohen is allowed to eat this Truma, and the Rambam paskins that we would not rely on Breira. The Rambam paskins, like based on the Pasht of the Gemara and based on the Flam Ches, that we would not rely on Breira. So it's a little bit challenging. If this whole Gemara is premised on relying on Breira, so it's very difficult to understand how that works out. La halacha, meaning you want to say the Gemara shalok halacha, but the Rambam paskins the Gemara. So that's one challenge to try to work on over here. The other issue, just the ha'ara, we use the term migo over here. Migo, that he's neman on the Kodesh, he's neman on the Truma. And normally when we talk about the word ne'eman and the word migo, normally it means, you know, that since he could have had a better taina, we give him ne'emanus on the taina that he has. Over here it's not about a taina, meaning he's not claiming anything. Migo over here doesn't really work, me did ne'emanus. This migo just is a different kind of migo. We have in Sukkot Dav Zayin, where the Gemara says that something that would not normally be a valid mechitza for Otsa'os Shabbos, if it's going to be a valid mechitza for Sukkah, migo da havidofen l'sukkah havidofen l'nin Shabbos. That once we're going to recognize this as a wall for a Sukkah, Mimela will recognize it as a wall for Shabbos. Nothing to do with Ne'emanus. It's not that once we believe him that it's... Once it's given a certain halachic status, Mimela the halachic status can extend to other areas of halacha as well. Yavin Chagiga, Migo de Solka, Tvila, Lukule Gufa, Demana, Solka, Lunami, Lekelim, De Ispa. Or you have Migo de Haigisa, Shari, Haigisa, Nami, Shari, Mesel. You have a lot of Migos like this, where once we're going to say it works, Legabe one halacha, we'll make it work for another halacha. So not to get confused with the Migo of Ne'emanus. We're not talking, this is what we would call Mitoch, more than we would call it Migo. It's not Migo. It's more of a mitoch. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara, Masiv Rav Huna bar Nasan, Hasheni shem b'chulin metamei mashke chulin uposaloch l'truma, Hasheni of chulin is metamei, is a mashke of chulin, and pasals ochle truma. Vashlishi metamei mashke kodesh uposal ochle kodesh. B'chulin shenas l'taras ha-kodesh. We're dealing with chulin shenas l'taras ha-kodesh, and we say that shlishi is metamei mashke kodesh and pasals ochle kodesh. Bottom line, what are we saying? Chulin shenas l'taras kodesh can make a revi'i. What's this akasha on? We said in Amud Aleph, Rabbi Yitzchak had a chiddush that you only say revi'i on kodesh mekudash, on the strongest form of kodesh. But over here, it's only chulin shenas l'taras kodesh, and yet we're still being choshish for revi'i. So it says Mar, yeah, tanoihi. It's machlok tanoim whether we are actually choshish for that. The time you chulin shenas l'taras kodesh harein kechulin, Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Tzadik Omer harein kechum l'tamishnayim b'luv salechad. Good. So you have different shittos in tanoim whether it's only back kodesh mekudash or not only back kodesh mekudash. Vaitim now. Now we get back to more. Easier, I guess, kind of Gemara. So the Mishnah had said that had discussed, what if you shecht an animal and no blood comes out? Is that animal huksha l'kabel tumah? Is the meat of the animal huksha l'kabel tumah? So the Tanna Kamma said, no blood comes out. You could touch it with your yadayim misavos. You could touch it with hands that are tamei. Gemara had different deos, whether the hands are sheni l'tumah, rishon l'tumah, what the concern is exactly with chulin. Whatever it was, though, we had three approaches. You're allowed to touch it with your yadayim misavos because it's not huksha l'kabel tumah. It never touched one of the zayin mashkim. No blood came out. There was no gush of blood at the time of the shechita. But then Rabbi Shimon said, it's still Hukshar Lekabel Tumah, because the Shechita itself, the Maisa Shechita, is Makshir. We're used to thinking that what's Makshir of food to be Mekabel Tumah? Yad Shachadam, if it touches one of the seven liquids. There's something else that could be Makshir Lekabel Tumah. A Maisa Shechita could be Makshir Lekabel Tumah. That was Rabbi Shimon Shechita. So frankly, so Amar Abasi, Amar Ha'i, Rabbi Shimon Shechita, so Maksharis, Velo Dam. Rabbi Shimon holds, yeah, the Maisa Shechita could be Makshirit. The Dam can't be Makshirit. It's not even considered one of the Zayin Mashkim Dam that comes out at the Shechita. L'may nafkamini, either way, you shechted it, it's going to be Makshir. Now let's say that Dam that comes out at the Shechita falls on Peros. Are those Peros now Hushra L'Kabal Tumah? So what he's suggesting, or Avasi is suggesting, is that they are not. That Dam Shechita is not Yad Shach Adam. It's not one of the Zayin Mashkim. It's not able, even though Dam is one of the Zayin Mashkim, not Dam Shechita. It's not able to be Makshir L'Kabal Tumah. So the Gemara is going to try to bring four Rayas one way or the other. So let's bring a Raya. Rabbi Shimon Omer Hushra B'Shechita, Ma'ala B'Shechita V'lo B'Dam. In our Mishnah, he said it's Hushra B'Shechita. Sounds like only Shechita, not with Dam. So it says Ma'ala Lo Af B'Shechita. It means even B'Shechita. Okay. Tashma, another raya. Is the dam machshir? It's the shechita that's machshir. Doesn't that make it sound like the dam shechita cannot be machshir? Nah, hachi kamalem. V'chi dam bilvad machshir. Af shechita nami machsheres. No, what he means to say is that the dam alone is not the only thing that has the potential to be machshir. Shechita also has the potential to be machshir. Right, number three, Tashma. Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam a mace ino machshir. My love, dam shechita machshir. Rabbi Shimon says, dam of a mace is not machshir. That implies that dam of shechita, let's say behema dies on its own, the blood that comes out is not machshir. That implies the blood that comes out while you shecht it is machshir. So it says Marlo, hi dam chalalim machshir. If you want to make a diuk, say that dam chalalim is machshir if it was killed, not that it died on its own. If it was murdered, not shechted, murdered, then that blood is machshir. Aval dam shechita maib, what would be the status of dam shechita? Lo machshir, then maybe it wouldn't be machshir at all. Says Gemara, but if that's the case, l'shmin in dam shechita v'kol shkin dam ameis. Tell me that dam shechita is not machshir, and I'll know on my own that all the more so dam ameis is not machshir. Gemara says, no, dam ameis is srichlei. I would have thought dam ameis is the same as dam chalalim. That what difference does it make whether the malach hamavas killed the animal or someone hunted the animal? As long as it's not shechita, it's in its own category. So that's why he wants to draw that distinction between dam ameis and dam chalalim. Kamash malan, that there is such a distinction between the two, but it doesn't tell us anything about dam shechita. So again, third raya fails. Tashma, fourth raya. What does Rabbi Shimon hold about dam shechita? Rabbi Shimon Omer, dam magafaso eino machshir. Dam from a wound. If you wound the animal, not kill it. Blood comes out from a wound on the animal. And I'm saying all this l'shitas Rashi. Rashi understands that chalalim and mace and magafaso is all about animals. Tosfos understands that it's about human blood, that we're talking about human beings. But let's say like Rashi. Dam magafaso eino machshir. It's not machshir l'kabel tumah. My love hadam shechita machshir. Doesn't that mean to imply that dam shechita is machshir? So it says, my love hadam chalalim machshir. It means to imply that dam chalalim is machshir. Av dam shechita mai lo machshir. Dam shechita maybe really won't be machshir. Frankly, Gemara is similar to what we said before. If dam shechita really is not machshir, l'shmina dam shechita. Tell me dam shechita is not machshir. V'choshkein dam magafaso, and I'll make a kavachomer. Of course, dam magefa is not machshir. Says Gemara, no, dam magafaso is tzrichle. It's a chiddush to tell me dam magefa is not machshir. Kesal kadai techamina. I might think that dam magefa is the same as dam of chalalim, because mali kate kula, mali kate palga. What difference does it make if you kill it entirely or you kill it partially? A magefa, when you wound something, that's a partial killing. In fact, this is the sheet of the Meiri and other Rishonim as well, that what's the isser of making a chabura on Shabbos? So Meiri says, it's chayiv mishum shochet. Malikata kule, malikata palge. What the Rambam holds, it's a chiv mishum afarik, a told of dash, that you're detaching the blood from the body. But the Miri said, no, shochet, because malikata kule, malikata palge. What difference does it make if you kill it entirely or you kill it partially? Umaisha dam chalolim de makshir. Why is dam chalolim taka makshir? Dechsiv dam chalolim yishta, because the pasuk says dam chalolim yishta makes it sound like it's a mashke. Well, then, by that logic, dam shechita nami, ksiv al aretz yishpachenu kamayim. Should be a raya that dam shechita is also machshir because it says tishpachanut kemayim. Says no. Who in the mishri dam of psulei hamikdashin banav v'dasa? We need that pasuk to tell me that dam of psulei hamikdashin is mutar bahanaa. Sal kadai dechamina hol ve'as begizav avoda dam on libayi kvura. I might have thought since it's asr begizav avoda, the dam also requires kvura. It's asr banaa. Kamash one that it's mutar banaa. What's this idea though? Leaving out the dam shchita, the fact that shchita itself could be machshir. Whatever happened to Yad Shach Adam that has to touch one of the Zayin Mashkim in order to be Machshir? How could Shechita itself be Machshir? So Rashi has a line over here, and Tosfos also emphasizes this line, because it's Materes Basar Ba'achila, because it makes the Basar Mutar Ba'achila. So what? Why does it matter that it makes the Basar Mutar Ba'achila? So it's important to realize there's a fundamental Machlokas Rishonim about how Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah works in general. Sefer HaChinuch HaMitzvah Kuf Samach explains that Hechsher L'Kabel Tumah works in that it's Mashve Shem Ochel, that when one of the Zayin Mashkim touches a food, it makes it a complete food. Why? Because normally you don't eat your produce till you wash it off. So when you wash it off, now it's a Meichel, now it's a food. If that's the Svar of Rav Shlomo Kabel Tumah, you understand very well why Shechita would work without the Zayin Mashkin. Because when you shecht it, you're Mashve Shem Ochel. Now it's a food. Memele, making it a food is the Hechsher. That accomplishes the same thing as Hechsher Kabel Tumah. So the question why you would need Hechsher Kabel Tumah on Basar, you generally, or on anything that's not produce that you normally don't wash, or let's say grains or something, things that you normally don't wash, that's a good kash. You have to say some sort of low plug. The other Shita, though, is the Shita of Ramban. The Ramban al Torah says that on a metaphysical level, Shratzim and other things that are Metameh are Mistabek, connect more to things that are moist. And therefore, an ochel cannot be makabel tumah until it's moist. Not that it only becomes an ochel. It's just the glue by which tumah connects to the food. If that's the case, it's a little much more difficult to understand why shechita should serve as a machshir. Of Daniel Wolf in his Sefer Mincha Torah has like 5 or 6 nafkaminas between these 2 days and rayas each way. Maybe one day, I think Kuf Yud Ches, we'll get back to that. We'll be able to discuss it. Okay.